안녕하십니까? 2017년 10월 고등학교 3학년 영어 영역 듣기 평가 안내 방송입니다. 잠시 후 2017년 10월 고등학교 3학년 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당 란에 성명, 수험번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 답란에 정답을 표기하기 전에 답안지에 있는 수험생이 지켜야 할 일을 꼭 확인하십시오. 듣기평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지에 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기평가는 타정 없이 시작됩니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Do you know the school cafeteria's menu today?
No, but you can check it out on your smartphone.
Really? Would you show me how to do it?
2번, 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
James, did you know there are statistical errors in your sales report?
Oh my, please tell me what they are.
You'd better check the retail sales chart again.
3번, 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jack Spencer, vice principal of the school. For the last few days, I have noticed that our school bulletin board is filled with advertisements from many school clubs. On one hand, I was very pleased to know that you're so enthusiastic about club activities. However, I happened to see that some advertisements did not have permission stamps from the school administration office. You must receive permission to attach advertisements on the bulletin board. Advertisements without permission stamps are not allowed. I'm sorry, but such advertisements will be taken off. Please don't forget to visit the school administration office before you post advertisements on the bulletin board. Thank you for listening.
4번 대화를 듣고 여자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Kate, what are you reading?
I'm reading the preface of this book, The Usefulness of Useless Knowledge.
But I saw you reading that book last week. Are you still reading it?
No, I already finished reading it.
Then why are you reading the preface again?
It's my habit to read the preface again after I read a book.
Do you have any particular reason for doing that?
The preface often talks about the intentions of the author. So, by reading it again, I can understand the book more clearly.
I see what you mean. Reading the preface again can help you review the book.
You're right. I can think over how and how much the author accomplished his intentions.
That sounds good. I'll have to try it next time.
I bet you will enjoy it.
5번 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Oh, Mr. Thompson, you're earlier than usual.
Yes, I was able to leave the office earlier today. I'm wondering if Dan behaved himself.
Well, he was not in a good mood when you brought him this morning.
I don't know why, but he didn't want to come here.
Sometimes that happens to children. Fortunately, Dan and I talked a lot, and he felt good again. And he had lots of fun with his classmates, too.
I'm glad he had a good time. Thank you so much for taking good care of him. Actually, he often talks about you at home.
Oh, really? He's one of my favorite children in my class.
Thank you for saying so. Dan's mother and I are always thankful. We know it's hard to take care of young children all day long.
Fortunately, I love my job. Oh, I heard from Dan that your family is going on a trip tomorrow. Is that right?
Yes, we'll be back on Friday.
Then I'll be able to see Dan again next Monday. I hope you have a nice trip. Oh, here comes Dan.
6번 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Chris, I heard you opened a bakery recently.
Yes, I opened it on Oak Street last month.
I'd like to see your bakery. I know it was your lifelong dream.
It was. Look, here is a picture of my bakery.
Let me see. There's a signboard above the door. That looks cool.
Thanks.
I like the striped window shades, too.
They are intended to keep direct sunlight from entering the store.
Oh, I see. Wow, a variety of bread is on the display stand. They all look so delicious.
Right. And look at the table and chairs in front of the store. Customers can enjoy their sandwiches there.
That's good. By the way, whose tricycle is that in front of the bakery?
It belongs to my grandson, Tommy. Please come and meet him soon.
7번 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자에게 부탁한 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, what do you think about going on a bike ride with Jane this afternoon?
That's a good idea. It's been a long time since the three of us went biking.
Yes, Jane will be pleased.
Which course do you want to take this time?
I read an article that a new biking course along the Ron River opened last month.
Really? I heard the scenery of the river is very beautiful.
Yes, but it has to be easy enough for Jane and me to bike. I'll check if it is.
Then I'll check if our bikes are safe to ride before we go. I hope they are still in good condition.
Yeah, we haven't taken a bike trip in months. Oh, I almost forgot. As far as I remember, Jane lost her helmet on our last biking trip.
You're right. While I check the bikes, can you go get a new one at the nearby bike shop?
Okay, I will.
8번 대화를 듣고 남자가 오레곤으로 이사하려는 이유를 고르시오.
Hello, Sally.
Hi, Clark. It has been a long time since we last talked. How's it going?
I'm doing fine. How's your life in Oregon?
Everything is fine. We enjoy living in a calm and peaceful place.
How is your daughter's skin problem?
It was completely cured after we moved here. The fresh air and natural surroundings definitely worked for her.
That's good. The cost of living there is low, isn't it?
Of course. That's why I've been recommending that you move here.
Actually, I'm going to move there.
Really? When are you planning on moving here?
My son will enter the University of Oregon next year. So our family will be moving there in 2 months.
Good. Please let me know if there is anything I can help you with.
Thank you for saying so.
What
can I help you with, sir?
I'm here to purchase some cookies for my students.
Wow, I'm sure they will be happy. So, how many do you want?
I have 15 students in my class, and I'd like to give a box of cookies to each of them.
I see. How about this? It costs $3 for a box.
I think it's too small. My students love cookies.
Then what about this? It's a little bigger, and it's $5 for a box.
That looks perfect. I'll take 15 boxes.
Okay, sir. Do you have a membership card?
I'm sorry, but I don't have one.
What about this, sir? If you join our membership now, you can get a $5 discount off the total price.
Really? I will join right now. Here's my credit card.
10번 대화를 듣고 남자의 런던 여행에 관해 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Peter. I heard you went on a trip to London. How was it?
It was fantastic. It was much better than I expected.
How long did you stay there?
I stayed there for 2 weeks.
Did you stay in a hotel or somewhere else?
I stayed in a hotel near Covent Garden.
What were the most impressive tourist attractions in London?
For me, art museums such as the National Gallery and Tate Modern were great. I enjoyed seeing many paintings and sculptures there.
Wow, I envy you. Did you see any musical?
Yes, I saw Les Miserables and Mamma Mia. They were really excellent.
What was the best meal you had there?
My favorite meal was a burger and lobster set at a restaurant downtown.
Wow, it sounds like you really had a good time in London.
11번 브루클린 북 페스티벌에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Good morning. I am Jessica Jackson, director of the Brooklyn Book Festival. I'm so happy to announce that the largest book festival in New York City will be held this year. The events of the festival will take place throughout New York City for a week, from October 23rd to October 29th. More than 300 authors and 200 booksellers will participate in a variety of events. If you want to participate in the Talk with Authors, you should make a reservation in advance. We'd like you to support our festival with a contribution. If you donate $100 or more, you'll be given a Brooklyn Book Festival bag and a book chosen by the festival organizers. For more information, visit us at www.brooklynbf.org. Thank you for listening.
12번 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 선택한 공연을 고르시오.
Carl, do you have any plans for this Saturday?
Nothing special. Do you have anything in mind, Susan?
Why don't we go to a ballet?
Sounds great. Do you have a pamphlet with you?
Yes. Which genre of ballet do you want to see?
I think modern ballet is too difficult for me to understand.
Then let's see a classical or romantic ballet. And I think 8 o'clock in the evening is too late. The performances will end past 11 o'clock.
You're right. And I think the Royal Theater is too far from our homes.
Then we have 2 options left. Which one do you prefer?
The City Theater is near both of our homes.
But I don't like Kate Bell and Ron Brown. I don't think their dancing is inspiring.
I see. It's settled then. Let's see this one.
Okay.
(13번) 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Jake, you don't look good today. What's wrong?
My body hurts all over. Actually, I took my first badminton lesson yesterday.
You probably used muscles that you don't use very often.
I'm not sure I should keep taking lessons in this condition.
You should. Over time, your muscles will adjust to the sport.
Do you really think so?
Sure. But there is one thing that you should keep in mind.
What is it? Is it related to being injured while playing badminton?
Kind of. You stretch before playing badminton, right?
Of course I do.
Good. But you should also stretch after exercising. It helps to relax your body tension.
14번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Audrey, what are you reading?
It's Snow White, Mr. Lewis.
Didn't you say that you saw the animation Snow White last week?
Yes, I did. I'd like to compare the animation with the original story and make a presentation next time.
Good. I think the topic is very interesting.
Right, but I have a question, Mr. Lewis.
What is it?
In the animation, the magic mirror's voice was definitely a male voice. But in the original story, it's not clear whether the magic mirror's voice is male or female.
Oh, that's a very good observation. Audrey, what was the question the queen asked the magic mirror?
Magic mirror on the wall, who is the fairest of them all?
I think the animators thought it was a man who answered the question, but the original writer didn't think like that.
15번 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 제레미가 스티브에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Jeremy is a member of his school's voluntary service club. He has been volunteering at a nursing home every Sunday since last month. The nursing home is planning to go on a picnic this Sunday, so the director of the nursing home tells Jeremy that they need more helping hands for the picnic. Jeremy gives a phone call to Steve, the president of the Voluntary Service Club, and tells him about the event at the nursing home this Sunday. Steve understands what the situation is and tells Jeremy that he'll ask the club members to go to the nursing home to give a helping hand. Jeremy wants to express his gratitude to Steve. In this situation, what would Jeremy most likely say to Steve?
16번과 17번 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Is your child interested in the arts? If your child is, you might think he or she will be an artist in the future. One of my students was given many opportunities to visit art exhibitions when he was young. He said those visits helped him decide to be an art curator. However, the arts may lead your child to take a different career path from the arts. My son wanted to be an actor, so he joined the drama club of his school. He got an opportunity to play the role of lawyer in a school play. This led him to decide to be a lawyer. Here is another example. My friend has a daughter who enjoys taking piano lessons. She volunteered to play the piano on a regular basis at a hospital. She got interested in what the doctors and nurses were doing there, and she made up her mind to follow a career in medicine. Artistic activities will lead your child down many possible career paths. Why don't you motivate your children to be involved in artistic activities? It will most likely help them find the right job.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Is your child interested in the arts? If your child is, you might think he or she will be an artist in the future. One of my students was given many opportunities to visit art exhibitions when he was young. He said those visits helped him decide to be an art curator. However, the arts may lead your child to take a different career path from the arts. My son wanted to be an actor, so he joined the drama club of his school. He got an opportunity to play the role of lawyer in a school play. This led him to decide to be a lawyer. Here is another example. My friend has a daughter who enjoys taking piano lessons. She volunteered to play the piano on a regular basis at a hospital. She got interested in what the doctors and nurses were doing there, and she made up her mind to follow a career in medicine. Artistic activities will lead your child down many possible career paths. Why don't you motivate your children to be involved in artistic activities? It will most likely help them find the right job.
16번. 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 직업이 아닌 것은? (18번) 이제 듣기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다.